Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Attorney Jamie Fiegel is joining us live this morning from Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce to talk about the U.S.-Canada border closure. And Jamie, thanks for the time this morning. Are you getting any indication at all as to when we might see that border reopen?
At this point, they're talking about keeping it closed at least to the end of the year, but no one can really speculate on how long it's going to remain closed because it all revolves around keeping the public health of Canada safe. That's the goal that the Prime Minister and the other government officials have kept reiterating. And the quarantine restrictions were set to expire on June 30th. Those were the restrictions that anybody who came into Canada, whether they were a Canadian citizen, permanent resident, if they were coming back into Canada, they were having to quarantine for 2 weeks with stiff penalties if they were found to have broken that quarantine. So that was extended on June 30th until August 31st. So according to what we know, it would be impractical for visitors to be allowed into Canada at a time when you would need to quarantine. So that I believe we're looking till at least August 31st, and then we'll get more of a guidance at that point to see when it's extended, to see how long the border's going to remain closed.
We spoke with Congressman Brian Higgins a little bit earlier. He said that they've tried a number of things, whether it be property owners only allowed to cross the border, maybe just people from New York State or a certain region instead of just kind of broadly across the entire country, and there didn't really seem to be interest in that at that time. Is that your understanding, too, that this is going to remain a kind of border-wide agreement?
Yes. So they did reach out, and Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland, she actually had a response to that and said that while Canada understands that there are property owners and there is an interest in getting back into Canada over the summer for visitors, that they're going to continue to put the health and safety of Canada first. That's what they just keep reiterating. So as the cases get worse, maybe not in New York has a handle, but get worse throughout the United States, Canada has had their numbers very low. Their death rate is very, very low, and that's what they're interested in focusing on at this point.
Have you heard at all about, you know, people maybe applying for a hardship appeal?
I know that I've been contacted for people to say that, but it's very discretionary by the border or the airport, and I have not seen to date one being approved or included. So, and I mean, I think it's important to note that this is not just, this is water, this is air, this is land. These are all the ways you're getting into Canada. And I think that right now, even people that are just on boats and traditionally drift into Canadian waters and go over and dock somewhere or throw anchor, they need to know, too, that this includes them. And I think a lot of our Western New Yorkers are finding that out right now, where they're getting warned, and then people who are not heeding those warnings, they're looking at fines for being and doing unnecessary things on the Canadian side of the water.
What kind of fines are you hearing about for things like that?
If it is an infraction and one that is not accidental, the fine is $1,000 at this point. If you're found to be able to do it again, and they have it, obviously they'll record it in the system that you were warned once, you were given a fine once, then your boat can be impounded. That can be a $2,000 penalty to get that back out of impound and another $1,000 penalty. Boaters are also looking at being excluded or deported from Canada based upon this, because it is a law right now. And it's important to know that. I know there's been people who have tried to cross the border too and say, hey, I really need to get over for this. Can I? Most of those people are given what's called an allowed to leave, that we know you made an effort to be able to get information. So now we're going to allow you to leave and go back really with no penalty. But if you try it again, then that's when penalties can be imposed at that point.
You know, looking at your work, what you do on a day-to-day basis, since these border restrictions have been in place since March, what have been maybe some of the main things you've had to work on, some of the main concerns people bring to you during this time?
Yeah, Brian, we have a shift right now in what we're focusing on, and it all relates about these exemptions for people who are work-based. So people who have employers that have operations within Canada or customers within Canada, that fits under certain exemptions of the Quarantine Act and also certain exemptions under this border restriction. And the border officers are having a hard time navigating who they're supposed to let in, why, and how as well. A lot of times these cross-border workers are told that they'll have to quarantine, which is not correct. So we're shifting our focus to help U.S. customers and clients that have these operations or these clients in Canada to send their employees, to send their executives over the border, and to help them to avoid quarantine and go in to be able to service those clients and meet with those other executives or customers.
Jamie, truckers, are they all considered essential?
They should be, no matter what you're bringing. If you're considered commercial, that's a different section of the lines. If you go over the border, you go the truckway or you go the carway. That's the commercial side. And as far as I know, I haven't heard any restrictions of commercial traffic.
How long do you think this can realistically go for? I know you mentioned the end of August is maybe the likeliest date that this would soonest be lifted. But do you have any feeling as to how long this could go?
Well, you guys and I are already on our fourth conversation about this in our 30-day extension. So I believe that based upon the information I'm getting from within the government and what sources are saying, really they're looking at the end of the year, the calendar year. But it all depends upon how these numbers continue to play out within the U.S. and Canada and abroad, because these restrictions aren't just for U.S. citizens coming into Canada. They're for everyone coming into Canada from any country. So I think that as this pandemic continues to play itself out, Canada is taking a very conservative approach, and that's why they're only extending in 30-day increments. They want to be able to take the time to be thoughtful about this and say, okay, let's look at the situation now in another 30 days so that we can make an educated decision on what we're going to do.
All right. Well, we'll be talking to you in 30 days, if not sooner, right?
Sounds good. Yeah, hopefully that August 31st date that corresponds with this August 21st date will now give us a little bit more indication on how long we're looking at for these border restrictions.
Okay.
All right. It has been a long road, and we got longer to go still. Thank you, Jamie. That's Jamie Fiegel from Fiegel Carr and Joyce Immigration Law joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.